So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello.
I always get so nervous. Why am I leaning down? I always get so nervous when we haven't recorded the pod in a long time and then we get back into it.
I know. It's been a solid, month since we've done one together?
Longer.
Longer.
I've been in Australia. I counted. You'd be longer. I've been in Oz for 6 weeks now. You would have been here
almost
2 months.
Yeah. And it's going fast.
I'm not going home for another 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't even know where home is anymore. I'm discombobulated. And of course, we're recording out of a different place as well now.
Well, they've seen this one with mine and mum's app.
Yes, Asho recorded.
Yes, this is Cardi's first time in this stew.
Very excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really giving 2024 manifestations to have our own podcast set and studio, but we're working on it.
Yeah, you guys, if you're into podcasting, if you're in the podcasting world, you would know how hard it is to find a good studio.
We took that for granted when we had it back in Oz, back in Sydney, but it's fine.
We move.
Yeah. Anyways, how you feeling? How you feeling, Swordo?
We've got this. Got a couple of new sayings, yeah. We've got Swordo.
Swordo. Schwartz.
Schwartz.
It's they all stem from Ashton's, what she calls her dog.
Yeah. Dogs, yep. Well, Swordo is something that you put your own tweak on, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you and Schwartz do.
Oh, yeah. No. Yours was Schwartz.
Mine was Schwartz.
And then I started watching Sex and the City for the first time.
Oh.
And because don't they always call each other sweetie? Yeah, that's yeah. Carrie.
Oh,
always,
sweetie.
Carrie always calls the girls sweetie.
Yeah.
So I started calling all my girls sweetie. And I was like, why can't I stop saying sweetie? And I was like, oh, it's because I'm watching Sex and the City. Now
that's right.
Now it's Swordo.
God, doesn't that feel like months and months ago that we were watching Sex and the City in your apartment?
Yes. Because it almost was months and months ago.
Oh my God.
It's really scary.
No.
Okay. You know, everyone does that. It's so cringe. It's like, oh my God, time's going so fast. But it is.
Apparently, scientifically, it is going faster. The sun is moving at a faster speed. Or the earth. I don't know which one moves.
But time.
Yeah, look.
But
that's all I know.
Not to get all deep woo-woo spiritual, time is actually just a human
made up concept.
Concept that we have created to make us feel more sane. But time is actually not linear. And everything is actually happening all at once. Yesterday, tomorrow, and today is all happening. 10 years from now is all happening. Yeah, it's this crazy.
Wait, what do you mean all at once?
It's a crazy spiritual theory that apparently is very true. And when a lot of people that once they take ayahuasca or something really crazy trippy, they understand it.
Oh.
Like my friend, when she first did ayahuasca, she goes, no, I understand how they say that thing, that everything is moving at once.
Okay.
It's really hard for our human mind to wrap our head around.
Yeah. Surface level.
Yeah. It's like, you know how they're like, oh, your future self might have. Anyways, we won't get into it because it's really a bit mind bending. But yeah, that's
people
a theory.
Do want more spiritual woo-woo stuff, by the way.
I think the one main thing that everyone asks, well, you guys always ask us to do is more spiritual chats. And I'm always like, okay, but like.
But what?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I really want to get Ellie Michelle on.
I know. Love her. We love her.
Yeah. Oof.
Alexis Wren's sister, if you guys don't know, obviously she has her own name for herself.
Yes.
But I know most people know Alexis Wren, but she has a really gorgeous sister called Ali, who's like an incredible poet. And we both love all of her poetry and she's very spiritual.
To this day, I'm like, are they real sisters?
Yeah.
I think it's like stepsister. It's not real. Like it's not. Like first blood sister. Oh,
maybe they're half sisters.
Yeah,
us like delving into it. Should I Google it? Anyways,
we'll ask her when we get her on.
How are you feeling, Lou? That's not what we want.
No, good. Just like a mixture of emotions, and I think this last week has been a whirlwind. I've just been in Sydney and Melbourne, and then just got back last night, and. I don't know. I'm in a little bit of like maybe avoidance mode right now. I'm just going through. Maybe. But yeah, just going through some emotions and, you know, it's a new year though, so I'm excited.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit? She's like skirting around the surface, avoiding saying anything.
Look, I don't know what to say because.
Get deep with us, Lou. Open up.
Okay.
Everyone wants to know what's going on.
Okay. Can we start with my breakdown the other night after I'd finished my long day of work and hadn't slept and I'm like crying about like
other feeling voice messages?
Like, yeah. And then minute I'm like talking about something completely different and I'm like, I did a you.
Yeah, you did a me.
Where like Karts can literally cry about something and then like snap out 2 seconds later and be like, anyway, so this, or like just change topic. And I'm like, are you good? Like,
it's because I can regulate my emotions quite quickly. Like sometimes all you need is a quick burst of tears and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I've just been holding all these tears and I feel immediately better. And I have raging ADHD. So my brain goes, I'm thinking about that. And then I'm like, oh, this other thing.
It's crazy.
My friend Keith gets really angry at me because he'll be telling me a story and he's very invested in the stories he's telling me. And I'm like really trying to like listen, but then like something will happen. Like the other day he was telling a story and he was invested in it. And I was trying to listen. Then Haley opens the door and comes in and I go, oh my God, Haley, do you want to go down and have a swim, go for a sauna? Like, well, should we all do that tonight? Blah, blah, blah. And he's just standing there like, are you actually fucking serious? Like I'm in the middle of a story. It's rude. And I'm like, no, I'm listening. I'm here. I just had to quickly tell her that. I can't help it. But it's getting worse.
I feel like I'm just desensitized to it. Like I'm used to it.
Yeah. Are you used to it? Because you never pull me up.
I think I think for like a few years, I thought like, I did say to you once, like, I feel like when I'm telling you something, like you don't care. Mm.
But it's not that.
But you were like, no, I'm just good at like, you're like, I am listening. I know what you're saying. But I think like you can feel that you're not like
if
present.
I'm not fully.
And you're not like, it seems like you don't care about the story, but I think it's obviously your ADHD.
Because I'll always
brain.
Come back to it. Always be like, sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah.
It's horrible and I need to work on it. That's the goal for 2024 is the more focused on the combos.
We're just at the stage in our relo, you and me, where I'm like, I just love you for you, Lou. Love Lou for you.
Like love you for Lou.
You're you. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
RIP to anyone that's in my life. I'm so sorry.
No, doll. It's something that can be fixed.
Yes.
And you know, the more you get to know you, the more you don't take offense to it.
I'll always come back to the story. Most
She'll
of the
always
time.
Remember it.
I remember.
Does she care or show that she's loving
I care.
It? Maybe it's not. Maybe
I care. I care. Promise. I do. You know, I care.
Okay, that's good.
I care a lot.
That's good. That's a good. Man, Savannah. You know,
he's a good man, Savannah.
You know what people actually said in the feedback too? Sorry, guys. We asked for your feedback on the pod. They're like, can you stop saying your personal jokes? I feel like we're just the third wheel in your
That's not even a personal joke. It's called TikTok.
I know. So the girls who get it.
Ashton bought me a matcha.
Oh, it's really strong.
And I never thought I'd say that it's too strong, but I am scared.
No, it is possible. And you know when it's too strong? When it's a low-grade quality matcha.
Yeah, you dirty dogs. So back to how you're feeling, because I know you just tried to skitty bop out of that convo. Because yeah, remember, Kiadi always comes back. Like a fucking boomerang. So Lou, why are you avoiding your feelings right now? And what are the feelings that you're avoiding?
I'm trying to think of how to say it without saying too much. I am trying to sit in the feelings of singleness. Single town. Toot, occupation one.
I mean,
occupation. Occupation.
I have literally no idea.
Yeah, what you're talking about. Occupants. Occupation one, like one person. Is that right?
I almost just went. Oh,
population.
Occupation is a job.
That's what I thought.
I was about to say babe.
No, fair enough.
That was weird.
Oh
no, but
God,
like, occupation. I don't call you babe. It's weird.
Population.
Occupation is a job. Population is, yes.
That's probably actually one of the dumbest things I've said
in a
while.
We move.
We move.
So yeah, you guys can obviously put two and two together and now one and one together. Honestly.
I'm just delving into, you know, my time here. I'm really trying to soak up my friend time, my family time, beach time.
She
I'm reading
has
a book.
Magical way of avoiding things, doesn't she? Like, this is. Let's get back to the topic.
You guys know I'm reading that book.
Yeah, Disease to Please. Yeah, guys, can I tell them the story about how I actually came across that?
Yeah, because do I even know?
Well, yeah, I did tell you. So I got her.
By the way. The Lifeline bookmark is sticking out of the book when I'm showing it. I'm like, lol.
Lifeline, because yeah. So Ashton, I got her Christmas present for her. She had requested this one thing for Christmas. So I was a good little girl and I went and ordered it straight away. And then she goes, when she's in Australia, and I said to her, I kept saying she was giving me the thing she wanted. And I was like, noted. I said, noted, which means ordered.
No, but to be fair, let me just interfere here. You were trying to ask me what things I wanted because you were trying to help out someone else who wanted to get me Christmas presents.
But I asked you for multiple things. Obviously, one of them I was asking for myself as well.
That's not obvious, doll.
Anyways, I've gone noted. Like,
I thought you meant notices in, yeah, I'll make a note to that person.
No,
to
noted.
Get it.
Like, got you, boo. So I ordered it straight away and then she gets to Shelly and she goes, oh my God, I ordered that mango skin perfume I wanted. I finally got it. And I was like, I just fucking ordered it for you. Got it express. This massive bloody box is in my suitcase. I was like, bitch, I just got you that. So go and take it back or something because I've got it for you. Anyway, so I got her Christmas present and then it felt like it was ruined. I was like, this is not enough. I need to go find her more things to buy her. But literally, like, she's the hardest person to buy for. She's picky.
It's funny because I'm so low maintenance, but I'm so hard to buy for.
So hard to buy for, like, impossible. Anyway, so I was near this, like, secondhand bookstore, and it's actually my Auntie Wendy's favorite. Like, she always used to take me there growing up.
In Brissy?
In the Gold Coast, right near on James Street. And they always have lots of spiritual books and they always have tarot cards. And so my Auntie Wendy used to always take me there. So I was in the secondhand bookstore and I find a book on love. And I was like, she needs this to help her open her heart up. Mm-hmm. And then there was one, The Disease to Please. And I actually bought it as a joke because I was like, you're such a yes person. Like, you don't know how to fucking say no. And I got it as a joke and I was like,
I didn't know you got it as a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. Like, it was like this secondhand cringy shit, like $5 books. Store and I was like, I'll just chuck it in there with some extra things, get her some lollies and whatever. But I'm so happy that the book's going well.
It's
and you're
been amazing.
It.
It's been one of the best books I've read ever.
Love that.
But I feel like it's because I relate to it so much. Like every single thing I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like I don't need to let
this
people walk all over me.
This was literally written to me. Yeah, and like the thing I like resonated with was that I do it out of fear of rejection because I think but even coming back to high school, like I was always picked on as like the immature, annoying one. So I feel like I obviously like learn a coping mechanism to just like do everything to make others happy and then they'll like me. And also I've spoken about it before. I like would play dumb in class because it made people laugh and it would make them like me. And then I think I just kind of let that linger in.
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't need to do that. You're like one of the smartest people. Not one of the smartest people, but you're a very intelligent woman.
Yeah. I'm like common sense smart and all of that.
Yeah.
I think. I'm just like, I feel like I've got a lot of life experience and like I'm mature, but I'm not book smart. I'll admit to that.
Yeah.
I'm not book smart, like, geographically challenged.
I'll never forget when I said to her, oh, you know, like Kurt Cobain, and she goes, oh, he's that, what did you say? He's that actor guy or something, or he's
like
that,
out of Batman or something.
Yeah. I don't know what you said. And I was like, oh my fucking God, from Nirvana.
Yeah, but if you
and
know
like,
me now, you would know like, that what's I'm Nirvana? Not going to know and who I was that like, is.
Oh my God. You don't know much about like Kurt pop Cobain. Culture, I would say.
Really?
I 90s feel like, pop culture.
Oh yeah. I'm like
back in the day.
I'm like 2000s forward pop yeah. culture. The other day, Izzy and I were chatting and she was like, she was talking about someone who was like older. She was like, I don't remember who. She was just like, oh my God, that's so lame. Like they're literally like 30 or something. Like they're so old. And I was like, yeah, like seriously, they need to grow up. And she's like, oh, sorry. And I was like, what? And I'm like, she's like, you're 30. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like I genuinely forget that I'm 30.
Yeah.
I don't feel it. So yeah, I feel like I'm like a Gen Z.
Yeah. How old would you like to be?
But we'll I also do give millennial with a lot of things.
Yeah.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled BABBEL.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Anyways, back to how you're feeling.
Oh.
So you're in avoidant mode, but you're trying to spend time with family and friends and you're doing all that stuff. So I would say you're still in avoidant mode.
Yeah, it's funny because when I first got here, I wasn't in avoidant mode. I was like really slowing down. Yeah, I was like waking up early, doing all my morning walks. Like I was like feeling grounded.
You were really grounded when you first got here, and now I'm a bit worried. I'm watching with my binoculars from the sideline going, put my seatbelt on. She's ready to roll again.
I just got a bit excited in Sydney because that was like the first time I was with a bunch of my friends and we were all together like all day, every day. It felt like we were getting filmed in the modern day Friends. It was like every day we like met at a coffee shop, like my flower man. We'd go to the beach. We were just hanging out. Like it was like puberty blues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was just on like a summer girl high.
Mm. The summer that never ends, apparently.
It is the summer that never ends. That's my life. One more summer.
Oh God, here we literally.
Me and Hayley, like we're going to be like the new Max and Ronnie.
Oh my God, was it Peter Pan syndrome?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think my hope for you, my God, is that we go back to the grounded Asho that she came here being, feeling good. You said you were feeling great. We just don't want it to.
I am feeling good.
Okay.
But I do need to get back to that groundedness.
Stay strong.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel when I'm going through a situation where I am, you know, getting someone that I was close with away from me, I spiral out of control normally. Not out of control, but I think I'm fine. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just having fun with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly a month passes, then 2 months passes, 3 months passes, and I actually haven't sat and processed my things, which we don't want that to happen. No. This year for either of us or for the girls and boys peeps listening. Because honestly.
Well, that's the reason why I am single is because I have things that I need to still work through and wounds I need to heal. So yeah, it is important for me to now slow down again
and not go for the band-aids.
You
saw me, how long did I do that shit for?
Yeah.
And now.
But it's great story time.
Yeah, look, I did provide incredible stories for the pod, yeah. But I am suffering the consequences now because literally like when you don't just sit and you think that you're ready to rumble again, it catches up on you in other ways and it always discounts your own goals and how you want to progress moving forward. And then it sets you back because you end up going in this distraction mode. You think you're fine and having fun. And sometimes you do need that, but really like the emotions are still there. The hurt's still there.
Yeah.
The pain of not understanding things. And really the best way to come to terms with yourself and like progress all of that is silence and sitting and like feeling. And it's uncomfortable. And that's why not a lot of people actually ever get that healing that they need because we're all running away from things. So much easier said than done as well.
I think when you are like, even if you are single and you are like running away and using band-aid effects, you kind of think like, no, I'm single. I've been single for a year. But like you said, unless you've sat and done the silence and the stillness, then you haven't actually healed those wounds because you're going to meet someone or accidentally meet someone and you're going to be like, oh, wait, I feel like I actually haven't even healed one bit because all of a sudden you have a mirror held up to you again with all the things that you've never healed because of that person challenging you on things or, yeah, like just mirroring the things that you need to work on still. So yeah, this year is about healing.
It is.
It's about carrying your crystals with you.
I'm getting back to the crystals in the bag.
I was going to buy you a crystal for Christmas.
Kath got me a crystal. It hasn't left my side. I always have my black onyx and rose quartz in my bags with me and I forget that they're there. But
what's a rose? I mean, I know the rose quartz. What's
black
a black onyx?
Black onyx is a really good protecting stone. Rose quartz obviously just...
Yeah, it's for love.
That's my girl for love. But also I think it's like really good for anxiety. But yeah, you know who's amazing at, who's been the most amazing person to look to for, I would say, self-respect and healing is Jazz. Like our friend Jazz.
Jazz G?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an icon.
She really does go, I'm going to be single and I don't care
in this and I need to heal properly. And like, it's taken her a while, but like she puts the work in and she's not chasing all these external things. I know, obviously, you know that she would love to meet someone or like anyone. Like, sorry, Jazz, I don't know if I'm speaking on the line right now, but like I've always watched her and gone like, wow, I wish I had that self-control.
Seek validation.
Yeah. And not seeking so much validation and so many external things to feel better when...
Because she's a bloody Taurus. They're so
grounding.
And
she loves her alone time. She makes me like, yes, alone time is something to celebrate and solitude is something to like really deeply enjoy. And I feel like I'm finally getting to that point now of being like, I need everyone to go away and I need to be on my own finally.
You know what's hard, what I've realized as well, because we're both staying with people. It is really hard to get solitude. Like I have to actually go leave the house and like I don't have a car right now too. So,
same.
You know, I either have to just go for a walk to get solitude or it's for like the minutes I have alone in my room, which isn't rare because I'm staying with my sister and, you know, we're living in a small two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Like she'll come into my room and talk to me or something. So it's like even if I feel like I'm on my own right now, I still don't feel like that.
Yeah.
So I think actually scheduling time or like intentionally taking out time to go have solitude, if you're at home and you live with family or with roommates or whatever, if you have to leave the house to go do it, then do it. Go sit in a cafe by yourself. Go journal. Go sit on the beach. Go sit in the park. Yeah. How are you feeling?
Oh my God. Like literally, just as I said, like I think, not that we want to keep talking about my treacherous last year, but it was like everything that I ran away from the first half of the year. Like I had this treacherous first half of the year and then I spent like 4 months of the second half running, thinking I was dealing with things, but actually running away and like ruining my soul.
Running and you got bad knees, doll.
Yeah. Bad knees, a bad ankle, netball. Like,
no wonder why you're all banged up.
All banged up. And I did it to myself and there was moments of like so much fun in it. But by the end of November, start of December, I was rock bottom. I was like, my anxiety had just gotten beyond me. Like it was like back when I had my concussion and I was like, oh no, it's back again.
It's when I know it's bad is when your like mind goes to such an extreme where you like when you message me.
Once I got to Australia, I knew it wasn't going to go away like that. I knew nothing was at this point. Like I had completely burnt myself out. Like it was extreme burnout. And it was, you will get burnout if you avoid trauma everything. That's not processed, if you overwork yourself, if you don't prioritize alone time. Like I was like a hamster on a wheel in so many ways. And when I got to Oz, I was like, oh God, I knew I wasn't going to come back here and it was going to be better. I was like, I'm strapping in for actually the beginning of this. It's going to get way worse before it gets better. And
why is that, do you think, that it got worse when you got here?
Because I was like, I have to deal with this now. There's no more running away. The anxiety had peaked so much. It was physically. Back at that physical point because it will give you signs and stuff here and there, like if you've experienced anxiety before, but it will like your body, the anxiety is my body's way of telling me to stop. Mm. Like some people will get acne or they'll get different like rashes or different body things. My way of my body telling me to stop is the tightest fucking chest that I can't breathe because I can't focus on anything else. So when I got home, it was like constant pounding anxiety. I was like, okay, I've stopped. You know, I wasn't
listening.
I'm listening now.
Red flag.
And I was like, I really need to figure out how to heal this again because I did all the things that I'd healed it with before, but this time it was like different.
Mm.
And so I had to really sit and reflect and look at all the elements of my life. Like, how did we get here? And I wrote out a massive list because I was like, I'm going crazy. Like, why is this happening to me? And I was like, being like, I can't figure it out. And I'm like, oh my God, you idiot. So I wrote a massive list of everything that happened to me in the year. All the places I traveled, all of the things that I did. And I looked at this list like, okay, well, you haven't stopped all year. Yeah. So no wonder why you're absolutely fucking exhausted. So then I gave myself some like peace of mind in that, gave myself some grace and went, okay, well, we need to learn from this and just figure out how to move forward. But my anxiety literally was getting that bad. And that whole thing that I was staying with people. Mm. When I landed in Australia, I started in Sydney. Then I went to the Gold Coast and I moved around between the Gold Coast and Byron about 4 times back and forth, just with my suitcases. I was not grounded and I was around people constantly. Mm. And even before I flew to, I was like in London, I'd been around people constantly for months. And I got to a point where I was like, said to my mom, I need to go away. And I was like, I don't know where I can go, but I need to go away and I need therapy because I cannot handle this anymore. Like I was so overwhelmed constantly that I was like, I just don't want to feel like this and I don't want to live how I did for 2 years straight with that anxiety. I was like, I need someone to help me figure this out because I just can't do it on my own. And I was like looking up mental health hospitals and all this crazy shit. And I was like thinking, I don't think I'm that bad. I just think...
No, but you did for a minute and that's when you texted me.
Because I was having these terrifying panic attacks where I was so like...
You felt helpless.
Just
like
disassociated from my body and it was so scary. And like I disassociate a lot and I think it's just a way that so many people cope with like being overwhelmed, but not where it was getting to the point where I was like, everything's fucking scaring me. And I said to my mom, like, I really need help. And like finding a therapist is so hard. I was like, I just need someone intensively to wrap me up and just like help cocoon me a little bit because I can't, like I'm so burnt out. And so we looked into like options of places and there was a lot of the places I found were more like either really scary hospital wards where I think it's more for like
the extreme.
Eating disorder or suicide or all of that. And I was like, okay, be real with myself. I'm literally not there.
Mm.
I just feel really anxious and I need like tender loving care and all of that. All there was like rehab centers that were like crazy expensive. And I was like, okay, none of this is really aligning.
And before you get into the next bit, you texted me and it was so crazy because I'm not joking. I had a dream that night that Karts came to me and it was a bit more dramatic in the dream. She was like, I'm leaving. I'm going away. Like you won't be seeing me. I'm going into like a mental institution. And I was like, what? I was like, no, you don't need to do that. Like, it's okay. Like, why don't we just take it back a few? And you know, I was trying to convince you to go to like a retreat instead.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like Gwingana. I didn't think of Eden, which is so weird because my mom used to work there. But anyways, Karts texted me that morning and I woke up to this text message of her being like, hey Lou, like just letting you know, I'm thinking of going into one of these places. Like, these are my options. But yeah, I'm just really not okay and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no way. And I told her, I was like, I just had a dream and I sent you a voice note. And I was like, I literally just had a dream about this. I can't believe you're saying it, but like, I really have a really bad feeling about you going into those places that you were talking about. Yeah. I was like, I don't think that's going to make you better. I think it'll make it worse. Like, yeah. I think you maybe look at this first. And then that's when you're like, okay.
Because I convinced myself, like I felt that hope, like helpless at this point that I needed that. I was like, that's how much I was needing to be on my own.
Well, you exhausted your options as well in your head.
In my head, at the core of it, I kept being like, what is it that I need? And I was like, I just need to be alone. Mm-hmm. Like I need to be away from everyone. But I knew that if I just say what, like, everyone's like, just book an Airbnb somewhere, like by yourself. No, it was like that. I don't have this self-restraint to like not text people constantly, to not, like I need actual help. Mm. Like, and it was, I remember I like broke down to my mom and I was like, no, I seriously, someone needs to help me find an option here because I'm not sure what to do. And that's when we like found all these crazy like rehab centers and retreats. Like some of these places were like,
for 1 week at one of them, it was like, $80,000. And I was like, okay, so that's a rich person's retreat. I'm not like a rehab thing. Like I was like, that's ridiculous.
And it was like 4 therapy sessions a day or something.
It was like, yeah, it was like really full on like, therapy. It was like
intense.
And 2 weeks, like
intensive mental health care.
Yeah. And basically. I think that's, you know what made me really happy? I'm so happy those places exist though, to know that it made me just like, oh, people really care. Like if you're really bad, obviously.
But they'll charge you.
They'll fucking charge you. But there is amazing mental health hospitals. Mm. But obviously for me personally, I wasn't, the thought of that intuitively, I was like, no, you're going to feel even more isolated because I just think all you really want. And when I meditated on it, I just needed to be alone for a minute so I could just clear out my thoughts. So my manager, Camille, every year goes to this health retreat called Eden and it's out in Currumbin Valley, which is literally my favorite place. I always go there. There's like rock pools out there that I would go when I just needed a minute to myself. And I was like, this feels better. And then I said to Ash, I think I'll just go to Eden because they actually have a therapist there that I can book in with. So like, if that's what I felt like I needed, I was like, okay, at least I can try and get that. And just this time alone. And then she was like, oh my God, yes, my mum used to work there.
She worked there from like 25 to 30 something.
Wow. Yeah. I could so see her working there.
Yep. Bless. She walked on like hot coal and like she learned so much about all of her spirituality and that like set her up for her, how she lives her life now. And I was like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. So I ended up looking into it and I spoke to my manager, Camille, and asked her a bunch of questions about it. And obviously this is not promo. I paid for this. It's not cheap, it's not as expensive as the other places. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously ways to do it cheaper and stuff, but it's worth it. Like they feed you healthy food. There's so many activities and you're just in the most beautiful like place in nature. And I was like, okay, no, this feels better. I'm going to book in for a week and go by myself and just try and like, I knew it wasn't going to heal anything. It wasn't going to heal me completely from the anxiety, but I needed to like sit alone and hear my thoughts and figure out what I need to do for myself to navigate this forward. So next week, my solo ep will come out and I'm going to touch more on Eden and talk to you guys about my revelations. Mm-hmm. And also I have learned a lot about anxiety in my time away because I've read some really good books, different approaches. So I thought I'll actually talk you guys through some things that have actually really helped me. Mm-hmm. And they're different approaches to kind of what I'd ever tried before, but they've been working. So I'm very grateful. And all in all, guys, I'm feeling way better. Not to scare anyone.
Your aura is slowly getting brighter. Yeah, like I picked you up and I was like, okay, some weight's been lifted.
Yeah. And this is what I'm saying. Like, guys, you got to schedule in alone time because you will burn out and be like me. You think you've hit rock bottom and then you just got to go that little bit further. But then I feel like there's a really crazily liberating thing about hitting rock bottom.
Yeah.
Which I know it doesn't feel like it in the moment, but I promise you if you're in a place where it feels quite helpless and hopeless, like you can't go down anymore. No. You can only go up. And I think you've got to have faith. And if you want a little bit of spiritual woo-woo, here we go. Mm-hmm. You've got to turn to something that's bigger than you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is why I believe a lot of people are either really religious or they're quite, they believe so much in the universe because you've got to have something more than your human self to believe in. Otherwise you will feel fucking helpless.
And be able to put some of your struggles onto the higher power so that you're like, okay, they're taking care of it. Mm. I trust that everything's going to happen for me mm-hmm. the way it's meant to. Like mm. you can't handle all of that stress on your own. It will literally kill you.
Yeah. And I think leaning on something, and for me, the leaning on something was leaning on a lot of nature was mm-hmm. like a massive thing for me. I was just trying to like in this like state of not having much positivity or hope. I was like, okay, you've got to look outside of yourself to things so much bigger than you. And mm-hmm. I've always admired nature. And when I would have bad anxiety, I used to think about this like analogy of trees. Mm-hmm. And I always think when the weather's crazy, then there's storms blowing and there's wind and there's hailstorms and or really hot sunny days, like these trees. It was when I lived in Woollahra and I'd look out at all these trees and I was like, they're just strong mm-hmm. and they stand there through all of this weather.
Yeah.
And they just keep blooming and growing and blossoming.
Mm-hmm.
And having, I don't know, something about, I don't know if it makes any
well,
sense.
Well, they're grounding because their roots are literally
their roots
deep
are
into
strong.
The ground.
So I always look at trees and I think about nature, how it can withstand all of this and it's still
and
so
in the
strong.
Breeze, like when the trees, when they're flowing. Mm.
Something about trees. So I went back to the core things that used to really help me and I was just sitting there in nature and kind of grounded through that. And then through that, you find a spirituality in it because mm-hmm. you're like, wow, hold on, zoom out. There's so much more than just me.
Yeah.
And zoom out even more. There's actually multiple billion people on this planet. Is there multiple billion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Billion people. That was so dumb. We're having dumb.
That was so me.
There's multiple billion people on this planet.
There's a lot of people on the planet.
That are also probably struggling yeah. with exactly the thoughts that I'm thinking. Because sometimes when you're in such a helpless state, you think you are the only person that's ever felt this way, that's ever going through this. And like-
You feel so alone.
And so just doing that zoom out thing helped me so much just to get me back to the start line where I am now, where mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, have a little bit of faith, mm-hmm. have a little bit of trust and watch how things unfold for you when you just lighten and try and infuse yourself with a bit more positivity.
Yeah.
And try and think about, hey, what if things actually turn out for the best yep. or better than you could imagine, not just at the anxiety mind that's like, we're going to be stuck in this forever. But anyways, I'll talk about it.
No, love all of that. I'm sitting here like, yeah. Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So I've had a bit of a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good. Great. That's what-
The start of one.
Yeah. And I feel like this is just the beginning.
Definitely.
I feel like you're getting back to your- That was your goal. I remember before mm-hmm. you came to Oz, you're like, I just want to get back to my old roots. I want to feel like my old self again when you used to be- you know, creative and just make all these fun random videos and write poetry and, you know, walk into a room and just like remind everyone of their potential. Like that's you to your core. Mm. So like, I feel like when your cup gets filled up more and more, like those parts of you are going to keep coming out.
Well, I just also, I remember talking on YouTube when I was really young and I would always talk about this thing of being selfish is the most selfless thing that you can do for the people around you. Because if you are constantly, and everyone thinks about being selfish, that's so bad, like you're so fucking selfish. No, no, there's a way to be selfish that's in a like a very positive way.
With still being a good person.
You have to look after yourself. It's like you put on your own air mask before you help someone else. You have to look after yourself before you try and show up for everyone in your life. If you keep giving everyone everything, you're going to turn into the green-eyed monster because you will flip at them at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens because you'll be
you're running on low
so
battery,
burnt out. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're good in yourself, you don't let things affect you or rock you too much. Anything that happens externally, you can be calm and give solid advice to other people and actually help them, mm-hmm. not judge them or accuse them or jump to conclusion because you're just gonna put up a mirror and be like,
yep, you're gonna project,
really,
yeah.
You know, anyways, I'm sweating. Pop molly, I'm sweating.
Well,
holy moly.
That was a good little catch-up episode. I feel like you guys hopefully can maybe take something away from what we've been going through, hopefully, because we're just out here sharing our whole life struggles.
Yeah.
Well, mostly you. I was a little more guarded, but
maybe you can learn from the vulnerability.
You know, it will come all in divine timing, you know? So anyways, we're going to be doing another couple of eps right now. So we better get going. Keep it moving. But yeah, we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you guys.
Okay, love you.
Bye.